the clerk, then he took the package and he
wrapped it up.
And then you took it home and
unwrapped it?
Yeah. You said I was going to buy that, but it what too much? It, you were going to buy something, but it too much. It
cost too much.
And the man in the store said, "What do you mean this cost too much?" He says, "I'm selling this to you at a
wholesale price."
Yeah. Or if it's less than he paid for it himself. You know, he says, I'm selling this to you at a, well, less than wholesale price would be okay. That's what I mean. What I'm thinking about is something like if you had tobacco and if you had a terrible rainstorm and you'd say the crop was a total
damage.
It was just a total
loss.
Yeah. Now, would you ever?
Loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard them make that expression, yeah.
All right. And on the first of the month, they might say the bill is, well, or when you'd go trading, your father would go to the store to do some trading, and he'd take in more than he spent. What'd they call that thing they'd give him?
Credit.
Yeah, or a due. Do you ever call it some kind of a bill?
Due bill.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a due bill.
And if you didn't have enough money, you might you might have to go to the bank and
borrow.
And in the 30s, they said that money was really
scarce.
Where did you used to swim around here?
Hmm?
Could you swim in the creek?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Well, back over on this side. There's several swimming holes. They call them swimming holes.
And they did they have a board there?
Yeah.
Like the boy went out on the board and then he
dived
in the water and then he across the hole he
mm-hmm. swim across.
And the little boy gets down on the floor and turns over like this. You'd say he's turning a
somersault. Right.
And when you'd go to the store and pay your bill and they gave you a little gift, you know, or something. I mean, Mr. Hawkins was telling me yesterday that he bought something up in Damascus, and the man gave him a bridle, because he paid his bill. It's kind of, you know, gave him a little gift or something for paying the bill. I just wondered if you had a name for that gift, if you'd call it anything in particular.
No, I don't recall.
All right. And if someone was swimming and went down and didn't come up, you'd say he was... I don't think this happened. I don't think this happened much around here, but in big rivers and things, a person might go down in the water and you might say he
sunk.
And then he died, you know, he drowned. Yeah. And you'd say that little boys like to go out in trees. Say, yesterday, those little boys were out there. I saw a little boy yesterday. He up that tree. He
clumb up the tree.
Uh-huh. And say, when I was a boy myself, I used to like to...
Like to climb.
All right. And if a child gets down behind something, and he might say he's playing a game with you. He might get down like this. You might say he... Down behind the little boy, what down behind the chair? You know,
reach down?
Yeah, and then what he might, when you walk into the room, he might
jump up
and say, what might he say to you when he jumps up behind that chair?
I can't think.
Well, they ever say anything like peepie or boo?
Yeah, that's right.
Which one?
Boo.
Okay. Now, in church, when they pray, in your church, do they stand when they pray?
No. Part of the time they don't.